Hello, podcast listeners. It's Devin here, and today I'm going to be talking about something that's been pretty common throughout the last few years of my life that I recognize and have become aware of. And I think a lot of people my age, my peers, can attest to this as well. And that's having your credibility simply voided or looked down upon or non-existent because of your age. Now, I'm 22 years young, and throughout my life, I've put myself in positions that have been challenging to me to some extent and have pushed me to change and to become more self-aware and to start to ask different questions. So I feel that experience creates and cultivates wisdom and knowledge. So for me, I've been to a lot of places and I've done a lot of things for my age and been a part of some really incredible journeys along the way. And a lot of the time I find with the populations I'm working with that happen to be older than me, that they look down upon my views or experiences or don't hold me credible or don't validate my experiences that I've had due to my age. Now, I understand the stigma of younger persons, you know, simply being immature and for the most part not experiencing much throughout their life. And that can create an experience. But I think once you step outside those boundaries and you step outside that box that maybe society as a macro scale, but maybe your parents are forcing you into, confines of a classroom that your teachers are forcing you into, you know, the structural system of college that you're being forced into, these things can all in some ways stunt your growth, and it's up to you to be able to recognize how can I overcome and step outside the box so that I can start to gain experience and start to understand wisdom through having to work through problem-solving skills and simply put, enduring pain. Challenge and pain is what really creates change. And for the most part, depending on what you're enduring and what kind of influences you're self-aware of, positive or negative, you can sway that direction as a result of that pain or challenge that you're facing. So let's go back to the point here of your credibility being challenged. If you're like me, you're confident when you speak. And for me, I'm very comfortable in the realm of fitness and nutrition. So I have no issues being able to speak on those topics. Well, a lot of people, simply due to my age at being 22 years young, they automatically question my, you know, prescriptions on exercise or maybe here's a couple of instances. For one example, a client I was working with just yesterday had mentioned to me that we were doing a deadlift exercise, and she had mentioned to me that before she had been taught a certain hand placement that wasn't exactly in line with what I thought was best for her exercise prescription. So for her struggling with grip strength, I told her a switch grip or overhand underhand would be a way of modifying the exercise to have better grip strength. Well, this person, of course, compared my methodology behind this positioning versus another trainer's. And this trainer happened to be older. This trainer happened to have some tenure and experience in the industry. And automatically, she already put down my viewpoint and my methodology behind the training prescription and procedure for her, due to the fact that I was younger. Now, she didn't come out and say these things, but generally, when you're in front of somebody for X amount of time, months in this case, with the person I've been working with at twice a week, you start to understand how they operate and what they're thinking. So am I assuming in some instances? Sure. But we all know once you start to form a connection with someone, you can tell when they're questioning your credibility, right? And this was just one instance that I can think of off the top of my head here, but I know I'm not alone. And all I can say is when I speak and I'm talking about something that I'm comfortable with and that I have knowledge and experience in, such as fitness and nutrition, I speak confidently. I don't question what I'm saying. What do I mean by that? When you're speaking to someone and you're trying to, build this trust between them, right? And build this credibility, you have to be able to speak confidently and not question what you're saying. So you can't go, in a lot of cases I hear this too, and I had to work with some students during the time when I was in my undergrad at Eastern Michigan, kind of our pitch, right? Like your personal training pitch and being able to talk about your services. And we did this drill where you're standing in front of your classmate and you're talking to them, trying to explain the benefits of exercise and nutrition. Now, I thought that this was a really, really good drill. And unlike some people, I was super excited to get involved. I was ready to talk. I was ready to explain my sales pitch. And simply put, I was passionate about what I did and I believed it. Everything I felt and said and spoke on was something I believed, something I had experienced. That's how you create that connection. That's how you form that trust with the person in front of you. You have to evoke some kind of emotional response to the point that you're making on whatever you're speaking on. And to that point, speaking confidently. So throughout this drill, the person in front of me had gone first and he was talking and I noticed that he was stuttering, right? He couldn't quite get his sentences in order and he sounded robotic. He sounded scripted and there was lots of ums and and oh. And so I just believe that when you genuinely know what you're talking about, right? And I don't mean last minute procrastination, right, of just memorizing a scripted line or a scripted paragraph. I mean, when you genuinely live that lifestyle, in my case, fitness, nutrition, sport performance, athletics, when I speak on these things, it's coming from a place that I have an emotional connection with due to my experience. Now, I don't expect, unlike kids in these undergraduate programs, and this is why I have an issue with some of the people that are qualified to be in these places of undergraduate positions, because I really think that there should be some filtering out process. Not everyone's cut out for this, but we allow everyone in, and there's an overflooded market of trainers that aren't equipped, trainers that aren't passionate. First and foremost, and most importantly, passionate and experienced. So a lot of me speaking on the topics that we discuss on this podcast and beyond, it's coming from a place where I've experienced to some extent and had a personal connection with the topic at hand. So in my profession of fitness and nutrition, a lot of it is speaking on sport events, how to train optimally for certain sports. Now, there are certain cases where I may refer out if I'm talking about volleyball or maybe, water polo, something I haven't personally been a part of. Now, that being said, I can always do research if I can't refer out. I can always do research. I'm an exercise and fitness professional, so I know how to put the pieces together. But on the flip side of that, being able to experience what it's like to wrestle at a national stage, being able to experience what it's like to play football, what it's like to play basketball multiple years, and then putting that together with my experience in weightlifting, my experience in powerlifting and bodybuilding, and being a sport performance specialist and having those qualifications, I can speak on those topics confidently. I don't question what I'm prescribing any of my teammates. So when you're speaking, guys, my young professionals or young aspiring entrepreneurs or young X, Y, and Z, whatever you are, when you are speaking to the person in front of you and you're trying to make a sale or you're trying to evoke emotion, it has to come from a place that's much deeper than just what you're reciprocating from maybe other media outlets or maybe other influences. You can't just reciprocate and emulate somebody else's opinions and points of view without ever having experienced it on your own. People will know that you're faking it till you make it. And I don't believe that that is the best course of action for seeing success in not only your fitness journeys and your professional career, but your life. So hopefully this talk has helped all of you understand maybe what you can do about your own influences and your own environment to help you navigate efficiently in your professional or fitness career alike. Thanks, guys, for listening in. I am looking forward to producing more content like this that's aimed at helping fitness professionals and aspiring individuals who are looking for more out of their life and veering towards fitness and nutrition. So stay tuned, folks. I'm looking forward to staying on top of updating you on the gym that has been opened. I can't wait to tell you more about. So until then, see you soon. And never forget, aspire to inspire.